Empire Electric. This is Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah. How are you?
Good. Sorry. How are you?
I'm good. I can't believe this day is flying by.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm like, man, where'd the time go? That means I'm getting closer to getting
back
older again.
Office right now.
Are you? Oh, man. Okay. Well, I mean, is this still a good time for you to talk, to at least start setting up
some
notes, maybe?
At least for the meantime?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Jeremiah, what's your last name? This is just for the account purpose here with me.
It's Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Okay. And the phone number, best number to contact you is always going to be this phone number, right? The 509-440-8481?
Yeah, for me, or there's the office number.
Okay, yeah, I'll go over the office
number. If you need any other help, you'd want the office number. My admin and all that stuff.
Awesome.
He takes care of most of the stuff.
Okay, perfect. And I was going to ask you, is there anyone else that you want to authorize on the account to make changes just in the event we weren't able to call you to make a change? Or you call us?
Yeah, that'd be Diana.
Okay, Diana, and what's her last name?
Shocky.
Is that Shock and then EY?
Yep.
And the best number for her is going to be the office number, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me pull that up here because I believe I had it on me. Bear with me here. I notice a lot of the directories have your phone number, huh?
Yeah, they're not supposed to. I get. So when I started, it was just me. So I put my phone number on everything. And then as we've grown, they never changed. Yeah.
Mm,
I need to give my phone to somebody else is what I need to do.
Right. Okay. So the office number I show is 509-987-1189, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Let me just put Diana on here as an authorized. Okay. I'm going to go a couple of questions with you just because I want my technicians to know where to start from. And then let me go here. Okay. I show your hours of operation on your Google profile shows Monday through Sunday, 8 to 4:30. Does that sound right?
Monday through Friday.
Or Monday through Friday. Oh, my gosh. I said Sunday, huh? I'm making you work weekends,
okay,
too.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, man, not usually.
You're like, dang, what happened? You're like,
Not scheduled anyway. I mean, we do work. We're not... Not open for calls.
Yeah, 8 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday is closed. Okay.
Yes.
You're like, listen, I like my weekends, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually don't get them, but yeah, I don't want to think everybody's here because most of us won't be here.
Hey, this is what I learned a long time ago. If you're going to have your husband do any plumbing work in your house or any electrical work, don't let him do it on the weekend. It's going to cost you more money when you got to call the electrician to come out and fix it.
Right?
Yeah, I've had where my husband was changing an outlet. We're in an older home. And one day he's changing it, and that was in my office on the computer, you know, just typing up some emails, you know, over the weekend. And I'm like, all of a sudden, the power went out on the side of the house that I'm on. And I yelled at him, and then it went back on, and then he's like, what's wrong? And I'm all, don't you tell me what's wrong. And then he's like, I didn't do anything. I'm just changing the life. And I'm all, stop what you're doing. You just totally made me lose everything that I was writing. Now I got to start from scratch because it didn't save it. I was so mad.
That sucks.
I tell him, dude, do that on, like, not on the weekend. Or if you can't do it, then call an electrician, please.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. Okay, so this does not apply to you. I'm just kind of going through some questions on here. Okay, do you have an existing Google business profile? Yes. And you got 70 reviews. I don't know if I told you, but if I did, I'm going to remind you anyways. So the Google Business profile, and it might be your admin that might have to do it for you if Diana handles a lot of that. She's just going to add us on as managers. We're not going to do anything with the profile because you have that local SEO company that's already managing it, right? But the reason to add us on is just so that we can link it to your Google guaranteed profile once it's created, because we want those same 70 reviews that are on your Google Business profile to also show up on your Google guaranteed profile. Okay? So this way, all those reviews are going to show there, which is amazing, right? But again, it's noted that you already have a company that's managing your local SEO, because I know you and I talked about that they just did, you just signed up with them a month ago. So what we're doing will not interfere with what they are doing, okay, whatsoever. Completely two separate programs. Now, for the background check, okay, you might have to send a front and back copy of your driver's license or your passport or your state ID. I'm assuming you have one of those, right, to verify that's you. Okay. Now, there's going to be two companies that Google uses to run their background check. One is called Evident ID. The other one is called Pinkerton. Okay. Now, once we know who it is that's running your background check, we're going to notify you because we need you to be on the lookout, either for a text message or it's going to be an email, okay? And one of them might tell you, send us a front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might say, put in your social, your birth date, your name, because what that company is doing is identifying who they're doing the background check on. But we'll let you know who it is, so this way you're aware, okay? The license... Remind me of the license that you have. Is it the electrical contractor's one, or is it the specialty electrical with the telecommunications?
No, electrical contractors.
Electrical contractors. I thought that's what it was. Okay. So that's the Washington State Electrical. How come it never wants to copy it for me? Oh, it's going to make me type it out. Okay. You still headed to the office? I just want to make sure I'm not... time for you. Okay.
I'm going to actually probably stop by Taco Bell and grab a quick burrito on the way.
Okay. I don't mind. Order your food. Okay. Order your food. I don't need you passing out because you haven't eaten. Okay. And you have your certificate of liability, which is the Accord, is what they call it.
Yeah.
And then let me see here. Okay. This question does not pertain to you. And then once you get approved for the Google guaranteed, Google is also going to also notify us if you qualify, Jeremiah, for what they call max bidding, okay? What that means is you could choose to pay either double the cost of the lead or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top, okay? Now, that's if Google approves it, right? We would let you know if you even had that option, okay? Your specific areas of target, do you have any, like, in mind of areas that you like to target?
It's pretty much just our area, but it's kind of chopped up. It's kind of like Richland and Pasco.
Do you want me to notate it by county or by area, or do you want me to put that you'll specify
works.
In your... Oh, okay. What counties?
Benton and Franklin.
Benton and Franklin County? Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. When you're filling out your application, it's going to ask you that too. You could always put zip codes. You could put cities. You could put by county. It doesn't have to be by mile radius, right? Especially because, like you said, it's kind of choppy, you know?
Yeah.
So there might be some areas that, like, you're like, listen, if you did a circumference of, like, 50 miles, that's going to put me in a different state, and I don't go there, right? Or I'm not licensed there, so.
Yeah, in Oregon.
We're well aware. Yeah, or you might end up in the ocean or something, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. And then let me see here. I'm going to say is already working with a... SEO company. How's that going so far with them, or is it too soon to tell right now? Because I think you did just like a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that'll be exciting. Give it time, you know. Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I spell your name correctly. J-E-R. No, it's J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, right?
One second, sorry. Yes.
It's okay.
Diana, I just need to call from you. No, he's with William. Oh, so do you want to call Will real quick? All right. All right, thank you.
Amazing. Okay. So it's Jeremiah, J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Did you order your food yet? You're like, I'm not there.
No, actually, I went in and I'm just going to use a little touchscreen thing so I don't got to talk.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, and then what I'm going to do, okay, I'm putting electrician. And then before I take down the payment information, I do want to walk you through, it's what we call our voice verification recording. And what it does, Jeremiah, it just outlines our service agreement. Okay. It's also an added form of protection for you that we do send in writing with your invoice. And so it's going to be just a verification where I'm verifying information with you, going over the billing and so forth. What I do want to stress to you is that if there's something, like, I mean, anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me. Okay. And just say, hey, what does that mean? So this way, I can go back and review it with you and rephrase it. And I want to make sure, again, that you just have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as we're on the phone right now, I am going to send you a text. And I want you to save this number in your contacts under Local Splash because this is going to be our customer service number. You're actually going to have a team specifically dedicated to your account. That's part of the Google Guarantee Department. Whenever you have updates, you got changes, questions, or even concerns, you're going to contact them. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. In this text, you're also going to find your login credentials for your client dashboard. So your username is always going to be this phone number, your 8481 number.
Okay.
Your password is all lowercase, one word, top profit. Okay. And then I do want to, let me go here. Did you get that text by chance?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It'll say Local Splash, welcome, here are your credentials. And it could be a little delayed because sometimes I know when I'm on the phone with someone, the text might be a little delayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. Now I'm sending you the second one, and this one's going to have my number with my extension. If you have any questions prior to your client interview when the team takes over, you are always welcome to call me. Save my number for your records as well. It's the same phone number. My extension is 623. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Empire Electric USA.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeremiah Rogers, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Jeremiah, it's really important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, the calls will come from our customer service phone number, and that's the number that I asked you to save, the 877 number, and save that under the contacts under Local Splash, okay, in your contacts on your phone.
That's text, right?
Yes, and that number is going to be the 877-635-6225, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, I want you to be advised that you might get calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question, okay? And this is how you're going to verify if the call is actually coming from Local Splash and not a third party.
Okay.
The security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do the mother's maiden.
And what was her maiden name?
Andrews.
Andrews. Okay. So any time that you feel like, I don't know if this is Local Splash calling me, ask, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Or if they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Just hang up. Okay?
Thank you.
Now, I'll tell you this, sometimes some of my clients, not a lot of them, but some of them have gotten calls from like Yelp, which is a directory that does advertising as well. It's a specific directory listing. If you do get any of those calls and it's something that you might be interested in, give me a ring and I could take a look and see if I can get you like an offer with a discounted rate. Okay.
Okay.
For Yelp. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
And what this clearly means is this. Like, we know you have the SEO company managing that. We know that you're using other directory listings, but anything else outside of that, that you might be doing, just give us a ring because we just want to make sure that you're not spending more money that you shouldn't be spending, right? That's unnecessary. And also that it doesn't interfere with what we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, okay, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include, okay, your business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guaranteed application, and any other items recommended for the Google Business, or not the Google Business, but should I say for the Google Guaranteed verification, okay, for the approval. So we'll kindly ask that these documents get submitted to us within the first 7 days, okay? Failure to get it to us in the necessary, you know, time frame, it could result in delays or even suspension of your account for the Google Guaranteed. So all we ask is if you do agree to submit these items within 7 days. Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged, and this is for the application fee on today's date, which is July 29th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $250. You will not be charged for the lead until you are approved and that we call you to notify you of the approval, because once we call you, it's to let you know that within 3 days we want to activate the leads unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? Now, we always ask you to stick it out 2 months. Again, what we call it is a 2-month verbal agreement. Okay? It is a month-to-month program. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that number, again, is 877-635-6225. Okay? If you need to pause the leads or if you need to cancel the account, make sure that you call us at least. For the billing, you want to call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay? If you need to pause them right away, then you call us and you say pause them, and we pause them right away. But if it's to cancel it because you don't want to get billed the following billing date, make sure you call at least 3 business days before, okay? when you activate your leads, let's say you activate them, the date's on the 13th, right, that you activated them, it's going to be a recurring payment the following month. Now, that's going to be based off of how many leads you receive in the first month after the activation, okay? And the team will go over that with you during the client interview and also when they notify you that you've been approved. Okay.
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. The one question I got is the
yes.
The 250 for the group guarantee is just a one-time thing, right?
The 250, one-time application fee. You will never pay that again. Just a one-time. Okay. The only other charges you would have is like, let's say you decided after 4 months or whatever that the SEO company that you're using, you know, it's just not working out. What can you guys offer me? Okay. Jeremiah, if you wanted us to manage like your SEO or if you wanted us to manage Facebook or Google ads for you, those are additional charges, what we call upgrades. If you're ever interested in those other products, reach out to me. Because I could always try to work out discounted rates for you for other products because it would be considered like an upgrade in addition to what you would currently have with us, okay? So always reach out to me so that if that was a case that you wanted to upgrade into other products, I can try to, you know, work out a discounted rate for you, okay? Hey, whenever we can save a few bucks, why not, right? Any other questions? Okay. So the last thing that's left is just taking care of the billing, submitting your payment, and giving you your receipt, sending the application, and scheduling your client interview, and then we're all done.
Okay.
The card that you're using, is that in your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Jeremiah Rogers, is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay. And the business name, is it just Empire Electric USA Group, or how is it on there?
Just Empire Electric USA.
Empire Electric USA. Okay. And real quick, the business address, is it 218 West Kennewick Avenue?
No.
Okay.
That's not the billing address for the card either.
That is the billing address for the card?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay, what's the address for the business is 1601 South Washington, Kennewick, right?
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have that correct. Give me 1 second. Because I had a 218 West Kennewick. Interesting.
Yeah, that's our old address.
Oh, man. Let me update it in my system. Good thing I asked, right? That would have been all bad. And there's no unit number, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. Let me just update that in my system here because I was like, that must have been an old address that came up somewhere. Okay. What's the address for the billing?
4104.
Uh-huh.
West 17th Avenue.
Okay.
Kennewick, Washington.
Okay.
99338.
Okay. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Card number when you're ready?
4246.
Mm-hmm.
3154.
Okay.
4741. 1081.
Expiration month and year?
0828.
And the CVV code on the back?
463.
Okay. Give me just a minute. I'm going to be updating. How long do you think you'll need to fill out this application? Like, how soon do you think you could have it done? You need a day or two?
Yeah, at least.
Okay. I want to schedule your client interview, and I'd love to schedule it if that application's already done. Do you want the client interview? Let me see. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Do you want it for Thursday or Friday?
Can we do it next week?
What day next week? Like on Monday? The client interview? Okay. All right. You promise you can get that application as soon as you can, even over the weekend, get it submitted?
Well, hopefully I'll get it before Friday. I'm leaving town on Friday morning.
Oh, you are? Oh, how exciting. Okay, okay. All right, so we'll look at the calendar for Monday, but if you can get that application done prior to you leaving out of town, I would be so super happy. You're like, okay, Nadine, whatever you say. The application, I'm going to promise you, it's nothing complicated. I'm going to tell you this. When you're filling it out, make sure everything matches, the business name, the address, because any little thing that's off, Google's going to kick it back and say, oh, resend it. It needs to be corrected, okay? When it asks you, like, how many employees do you have, okay? Now, I'm assuming you're the only one that goes out and does the bidding and collects payment. Am I right? Do you have a lot of your guys doing it?
No, so the accepting payment, the office gals usually do that.
Okay. But who does the face-to-face bidding with the clients? Like talking money, stuff like that?
Me and Frank.
Okay. Do you trust that Frank could pass a background check?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is at your discretion. When Google says they want to know how many employees you have, they're talking about employees that are face-to-face, doing that bidding, talking about price, right? So, of course, that's going to be you. But if you know for a fact that Frank could pass a background check in the last 7 years, that he has absolutely no felonies and he's got a social security number, then you could notate him on there that you have one employee and put his information. If you are not 100% sure that he has a clean record, then I'm going to tell you don't put him down, because if something comes back, they're going to disqualify you. Okay? So I'm going to let you, that's at your discretion if you want to notate him or not. Okay?
Okay, so when I ask how many employees, I don't want to say everybody.
No. You don't want to say all employees, because when it's asking how many employees do you have, what it's really talking about is employees that are doing the bidding and are face-to-face, like talking to your clients about pricing. You know what I mean? And if that's just you and Frank, okay, and if you are 100% sure that Frank has a completely clean record in the last 7 years with absolutely no felonies, and he's comfortable with giving you his social security number to put on the application, then yes. But that means that they're going
to
require for him. Would it be better to have him on there? I mean, honestly, it's going to require for him to go through the background check process too. I honestly don't feel you need to have him on there, to be quite honest. You know?
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
I would say keep it, to get you through the process, keep it as you. That's my suggestion, okay. But again, you can put him on there, but what I always tell everybody is that, listen, if you feel that your employee, if you're not 100% sure that he's going to pass a background check, then do not put him down, is what I always say. And some of them are like, yeah, I'm not quite sure if he can. I don't want to ask him about that, so I'll just leave it. You know what I mean? So I would say to get through the process faster, notate yourself. When it says employees, if you don't want to put Frank, then you're going to put zero and just put N-A, N-A, N-A. Okay?
Okay.
Google's not going to say, oh, give us proof that you know what I mean? It's not like that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you did receive a series of, you're going to be getting a bunch of emails and text messages from me, but there's one that I need you to find that will say initial invoice.
Not right now.
Let me know when you see it, and you're going to open it up.
I'm just sitting here in the parking lot eating.
Oh, okay. We're almost done, I promise. You poor thing. It's okay if you're munching in my ear. I don't mind. You see? You're like, what?
Oh,
I need my phone to update. I'm not wanting to. I don't think he's going to do it right now. So what do you need?
So what I need you to do is sign your initial invoice. Are you doing an update on your phone?
I'm trying. It's not updating my phone.
It's okay. When you get to the office, go on your computer. You're going to pull up initial invoice, and it'll tell you, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll click on where it says click here. It'll take you to Hopeful/Terms of Experience. There's going to be three boxes that you're going to click on, okay? One is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one says that you are the authorized holder and signer of your credit card. All the information is correct. The other one says that you acknowledge that our payments are recurring based upon the terms mentioned in the voice verification. Again, when we're talking about recurring payments, it's once you've activated your ads and when they're on, right? That application fee, you're not going to get charged again. So there will be no charges right now until when you get approved for the Google Guaranteed and you say activate the leads, okay? And then you're just going to type your name, Jeremiah, where it says sign. You'll type your name exactly as it reads there. Click on confirm signature, and then that's it, okay? Now, there's also the Google Guaranteed application, and I'm going to email it to you also with your minimum monthly budget in there, because there is a part on the application where it's going to say what's your minimum monthly budget, and you need that information. So I'm going to also send that to you in the application with the email, okay? If you have any questions, I'm always here 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, okay? Now, I know you said Monday for your client interview. Monday is August 4th. The interview is about 30 minutes, okay? It might not even take that long, but what time do you want me to schedule it for? What works best for you?
Let's go 2.
2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to put you down for Monday at 2 o'clock. Now, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to call without me. They're not going to wait, okay? And it'll either be Aureli or it might be Ivan, one of those two, or Bonnie. Those are the three that are in charge of the accounts, okay? And they're a great team. They are super helpful and very detailed. But when you're filling out that application, you have any questions, you call me. Okay?
Will do.
All right. If I don't see that the terms and conditions were signed, I will follow up with you just to make sure you didn't have any issues. Okay? So I'll be here in the office for another, like, hour and 15 minutes. All right?
Okay.
All right. I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited, Jeremiah. And I have notated Diana as well in the account that she's authorized to make any changes on your behalf, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. You have yourself a good afternoon, okay? Enjoy your food.
Yes, thank
Bye.
You.